Robert Adams. Book 1, Chapter 10. Ecclesiastical History of the English Peoples, a Venerable Bede. Chapter 10. How in the reign of Acadius, Pelagius of Britain insolently impugned the grace of God. In the year of our Lord 394, Acadius, the son of Theodosius, the 43rd from Augustus, succeeding to the empire with his brother Honorius, held it 13 years. In his time, Pelagius of Britain spread far and near the infection of his perfidious doctrine, denying the assistance of divine grace, being seconded therein by his associate Julianus of Campania, who was impelled by an uncontrolled desire to recover his bishopric, of which he had been deprived. St. Augustine and the other Orthodox fathers quoted many thousand Catholic authorities against them, but failed to amend their folly. Nay, more, their madness being rebuked was rather increased by the contradiction than suffered by them to be purified through adherence to the truth, which Prosper, the rhetorician, has beautifully expressed thus in heroic verse. They tell that one, erewhile consumed with gnawing spite, snake-like, attacked Augustine in his writings, who urged the wretched viper to raise from the ground his head, howsoever hidden in dens of darkness. Either the sea-girt Britons reared him with the fruit of their soil, or fed on companion pastures, his heart swells with pride. End of Book 1, Chapter 10 of the Ecclesiastical History of the English Peoples of Venerable Bede.